This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-075.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. We got Steve Starrs riding shotgun with us, of course, and we're going to talk about cancer tonight. Some statistics came out that you ought to hear about cancer, and we'll get into that a bit. I also want to play the Bitcoin jingle. Yeah, it's a cool little Bitcoin jingle. Every time we can put music to conversation that we might talk about, to a conversation we might have, rather. It's always welcome, so we'll get to that, and got a whole bunch of other stuff. But last hour, we were talking about the Danish government saying that it was okay for child euthanasia to take place. There's one caveat that I had not heard, Steve, and let me get this straight. You're telling me that they could euthanize their child if they have a disability like, I don't know what, autism, anorexia maybe, I don't know. What is this all about, Steve? What is according to this ruling, an appropriate thing to euthanize your child for?
Well, they've been talking about dementia, childhood dementia, for one. But there are other disabilities, quote, disabilities that seem to fit into that category. And the problem they're having there is they're saying that a lot of these deaths are happening in Belgium. Actually, it's not the Belgian government. It says the number of euthanasia deaths in Belgium is skyrocketing with an increase of 25% in 2012. Recent studies indicate that up to 47% of all assisted deaths are not being reported. 32% of all associated deaths are being done without request, and nurses are killing their patients, even though the law restricts euthanasia practices only to doctors. So there are a lot of these various cases, and some of them are very strange. The Belgian euthanasia law appears to be out of control. The Belgian Euthanasia Control and Evaluation Commission appears to be in a conflict of interest. The commission supported the euthanasia deaths of Nathan Verhelt, 44, who was born Nancy and G, and who had anorexia nervosa and was sexually exploited by her psychiatrist, Mark and Eddie Verbersen, and at least one depressed woman. These are all cases that we know about of people who have been euthanized over there, and some of them seem to be problematic to either the medical industrial complex or people in high places. And so the numbers are very high, and in this case, they've gone as far as to say that children with disabilities, in some cases, they're calling it childhood dementia, but a lot of these kids have discernment and things like that, too. So, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, children do go through things that they come out of sometimes, and the list of disabilities seems to be extended, and a lot of these deaths are not even being reported there. So now that the Senate has voted for this, and we made a big issue earlier, Bob, as you know, and the listeners do too, that, you know, we're not against, we're against people, I should say, having to suffer in old age and the situations regarding end-of-life procedures, when the family is being depleted by a lot of things that could make it a lot easier on everyone else if that individual was allowed to go or even assisted to go without all the medications, the hospice, all the processes by which drain everybody financially, emotionally, and spiritually in a process like this as they watch their loved ones suffer. So we're not trying to be hard-hearted. I think we've kind of put a balance on it, haven't we, Bob? You know, in this case in Belgium, it sounds like things have gotten really out of control, which echoes what Jan said, our caller. You know, it looks a little bit like the death squads and the death determination triage operations that Obamacare and these death panels may be bringing in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Steve, that's something we'll keep our eyes on. I wonder if it'll be a haven for people to go in order to do this sort of thing. It's not the Dutch. It's the Danish, right? No? Belgian.
Yeah.
Belgian.
Yeah. Belgian. Yeah, it's Belgian.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I got to think waffles, Belgian waffles.
Right.
Steve, we're going to get into cancer in a little bit, but first I want to bring something up here that has been troubling me for some time now. Michelle Obama, the first lady, question mark, is she really a woman, or was she born a man? This is a serious question. Conspiracy theory going around the internet says Michelle Obama was really a man. Originally born as Michael LaVon Robinson, and after high school, had a sex change operation done, after having supposedly claimed for years to have been a woman in a man's body. Perhaps the conspiracy theory is believed by many because, after all, Michelle Obama appears to be more masculine in appearance than Barack Obama. And because so much is already known to be fraudulent about Barry Sotero. Could this also be true? Another part of the conspiracy, which seems less likely believable, is that their two daughters were adopted. Alright, well, even this might be possibly true, but let's examine it. Regarding a stunning revelation about the First Lady Michelle Obama, here's what's being posted online. Michelle Obama and he wanted to arrange a meeting with me in person to present the evidence for this claim. Like any good Christian journalist, I was skeptical at first. Why would you contact me? Are there not a dozen of major news outlets? You would, blah, 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 blah. Unlike the days, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Here's the bit here that I wanted to get to. Michelle Obama, First Lady of the United States, was born Michael LaVon Robinson in Chicago, Illinois on January 17, 1964. He was the second son, born to Frazier Robinson, a well-known cocaine dealer and union thug for crime lord Mayor Richard J. Daley, and Marion Shield Robinson, a transient street prostitute who was diagnosed with HIV virus in 1998. He was a popular high school athlete in 1982. He accepted a scholarship to play middle linebacker for the Oregon State Beavers after finishing a respectable rookie season with 88 tackles and 7.5 sacks. He suddenly dropped out of school. Fellow teammates observed that Robinson could regularly be heard lamenting over how he is a woman trapped inside a man's body. On January 13, 1983, he underwent sex reassignment surgery at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. To hide the shame of his new identity, Michael left Oregon State to attend Princeton under his new legal name, Michelle Robinson. Years later, he met Barry Obama, a Kenyan immigrant who later became aware of Michelle's true identity. They subsequently married and adopted two children.
Wow. I mean,
do you believe it, Steve?
All I can say is that I hate conspiracy theories, but I always investigate them, and so many times I found out they're right. You know, and so at this point, I'll put this in one of those conspiracy theories I hate, and I will do everything I can to debunk it. And if I can't debunk it, friends, I'm going to be the first person in line to say, this is true. This is true. You know, it's these kinds of things have happened, you know.
How can we explain her childhood photos, though?
Wow. What do we have childhood photos of her? I mean, well, of course, we... You know,
I just did a quick search, and I found a couple of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to bring something up, but you know the story of Jamie Lee Curtis, right, of course, that Jamie Lee Curtis was actually, you know, Tony Curtis's male son, James Curtis, James Lee Curtis, and she or he has never denied this story. I don't know if you know that. But
who's Jamie Lee Curtis? Is she the actress? Or the actress?
Yeah, the actress. Yeah. The story's never been denied by her. Or him. Her. I guess. And, you know, it's always been... This has been something that people have asked questions over the years. It's never really been, you know, answered one way or the other.
Interesting. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking your phone calls tonight. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Steve, what would you like to pick it up on? I'll give you the choice.
Well, as I said before, I hate conspiracy theories because I have to investigate them. And, you know, I mean, for years, years ago when people started talking about 9/11 being an inside job, I did the best I could, Bob, to try to refute this. I said, well, I'm going to get this. I'm going to find all the evidence. I'm going to have my information when anybody brings this up again. And then I saw World Trade Center 7. And I looked at it several times, and I got sick to my stomach because I realized, my God, that did not happen by mistake. There were bombs in that building, and we've been lied to. We've been lied to all this time. And I know a lot of people feel that same way. I mean, it took me about a week or two. I had a bad feeling, a really, really bad, bad, sick to my stomach feeling. And I talked to people about it. I said, you're going to have to get real. You're going to have to face these things. We got to get real about the situation. We've been played for suckers and fools by George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. They were the ones behind 9/11. They terrorized us. They killed all those people in order to throw us into this war and pass this ungodly Patriot Act. And I mean, this is the kind of country we live in. So, you know, the question is, you know, I don't like these things when I hear them, but I will look into it best I can if Michelle Obama is, you know, a transvestite or transsexual, I guess is the word, right? Because then I'll find out. Yeah, what's that now?
You're right, transsexual.
But that's according, you know, I was looking at a story and I posted it up there in our network chat there about, you know, the origins of all this story with Jamie Lee Curtis. And it talks about her background, I guess, is what you call her properly. You know, and that was the situation there, born, you know, to Tony Curtis's family. You know, she had a good upbringing, of course. And, you know, I think she's a fine actress myself. I like her. You know, it doesn't really affect my thinking about her as an actress. But, you know, I mean, these are the kinds of things that are very real in our society today. And, you know, I don't know about the whole situation with Michelle Obama. I'm not going to lay any bets out, but this information that you provided, where did you get that information that you had, Bob, concerning all this?
Good question.
Well, we always check our sources, you know. I mean, let's face it, Barack Obama's got enough lies in his entire background without this, so we really don't need to be led astray by a red herring, which is could be what it is. So, you know, I won't make any judgments at this point. We'll just have to keep it open and investigate. Maybe some of our listeners know. I don't know. It's interesting. I think if it is true, it should come out, and people should be told. You know, I mean, they have every right to know everything they need to know about.
Does it really matter though? It's interesting, but does it really matter? Not really.
I think it does. And the reason being is
why?
People should be, if they're going to change their sex or they have a reason, they should be open about it, I think. You know, I don't think there's any reason to hide that, to pretend, to lie to the American public, to give the
impression. Okay, but if she's not, or he's not, does it really matter?
Well, it does and it doesn't. I think that the matter of integrity with Barack Obama, better known as Barry Sotero, is an imposter. He has been all along. And this isn't honest, you know, in my opinion. I don't think we need to be honest about these kinds of things. There's no reason if not to be who you really are, unless you're trying to hide something. And if they make it sound like it's everybody else's business to know, it is. They're the first family. You know, we should know who they are. But how is it in the United States of America, we don't know anything about this guy? How is it that we have this imposter sitting in the most powerful position, the executive branch of our country, elected through fraudulent elections, obviously, carrying on all kinds of unconstitutional dictator, you know, events all over the world? He's got a stack of at least 10 impeachable offenses, very impeachable offenses, and we say it doesn't matter. I think it does. I think it matters a hell of a lot, to be honest with you. And, you know, I don't see, I mean, if people are hiding something, then why? You know, there shouldn't be any hiding of this kind of stuff in a public position like that, you know, in my thinking. But that's just me. What do you think our viewers, our listeners, actually? We don't have any viewers. I wish we did. We're going to go on. Are we going to go on webcam soon, Bob? I mean, do we have the faces for anything but radio?
We have faces for radio, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Okay. But yeah, you know, I mean, I'm open to criticism if people think it doesn't matter. But you know, I think these kinds of things do matter. I think this is the way you run a real
government. I don't think it matters. I think it's interesting, but I don't think this particularly matters. I think that we ought to have disclosure of his drone crimes and that kind of thing. And again, I'll go back to my defunct position. He's a puppet, Steve. He's a puppet. He's not the guy we ought to be worried about.
That's true, but remember, we got to find out who the people are who are pulling the strings. You've got to, you know, follow the strings of the puppet, and that's part of the problem here. I mean, because obviously, if he is a puppet, there are people who are manipulating him, and that those people need to be identified too. You know, if he's a teleprompter reader and that's all he is, and of course we talked in the beginning of the show about this nonsense of what happened down in South Africa, which I think is just classic to have a complete imposter and a criminal with a background of murder and rape and all this stuff, or at least charges that way, acting like he's so important. He looked the part too, you know what I mean? I'm not getting back on that, but I'm saying that it's just astounding to me that we have these kinds of lies in this country. I mean, it's everything. 9/11, it's the Kennedy assassination, the fraud of the Federal Reserve, it's these artificial, illegal, ungodly wars, it's GMOs, it's HIV, it's global warming. I mean, when do we stop lying is what I want to know. When do we come back to some position of reality here? And why are we afraid to do that? Why are Americans paranoid of these things? Some people say it doesn't matter. I'd say all of it matters. All of it does. I mean, this is the way you run a government. If the guy was a dog catcher, it probably wouldn't matter. But he's not a dog catcher. He's a man with his hands on the nuclear button, and he's damn near almost used it. You know? You see where I'm coming from.
Steve, we're going to have to listen to the Bitcoin song.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get on something good for a change.
Let's listen to the Bitcoin song. I don't want to hear about this. Let's listen to some conscious music, okay?
I didn't want to give any of my money to a nation based on war. I wanted to be free, nothing holding me back from where I want to go. I thought about it, I thought about it. What was the choice that I made? Was you take away the money? Don't give up your money. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Didn't want to waste any of my time working for the government. I wanted to be kind, open up my mind, just like an instrument. Away the money, don't give up your money. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay.
Are you fond of Bitcoin? Do you think that perhaps it's taking away from silver and gold? 800-313-9443. This is the Bitcoin jingle. Tatiana Moros is the one who produced it. Pretty cool. I like it.
Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay.
And speaking of paying, RBN's doing a drive. Donate $100 for a t-shirt and a mug. 800-724-2719 is how you can get a hold of them for that. All right, we'll be back in just moments, folks. Got more of the Bob Tuscan Show planned for you. Call us up, toll-free, 800-313-9443. What's on your mind? It's Friday, we got open lines. Here's the number, 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
And now, back to the Star Show. Steve, take it away.
Bitcoin. Great. Great topic. You know, I loved it. We will have to have Rex Brocky back on, Bob, to talk some more about Bitcoin, if you want to, and if the audience is open for that. You know, Rex made a prediction You know, that he was wrong in his prediction. He said that Bitcoin, back when we had him on our show, and Bitcoin was worth about $323 each, I think. His prediction was that Bitcoin would be worth about $1,000 by Christmas. Well, he was wrong. It's already gone up to $1,200. You see, Rex did not even come close. Some people are saying Bitcoin will go up to $100,000 each, as the 4X expansion on the futures market is applied to the uses of this thing. I'm not sure how that works. I have questions about it. You know, my biggest question about Bitcoin, Bob, is that, you know, what you have here is you have a lot of people using a lot of computer hard drives and systems and processing to mine Bitcoin. And so they've set up a very, very large, you know, interconnected network. And I don't really understand what that's all about. I mean, I know this Mt. Gox organization, or the Magic of the Gathering, as they call it. I mean, some of it sounds kind of occultic in a way, sort of strange. And there have been questions. Of course, there was a guy who's been actually producing the real coins, or not real coins, because Bitcoin is a digital monetary source. But he's been making these Bitcoins. A story about him and how the Feds are harassing him. And some people have asked that, you know, why is it that the elites are letting these guys get away with this? Why aren't they putting more of the hammer down on these guys to try to stop them? Because, after all, it is a competitive currency, and it's going way up. But, you know, is it embarrassing gold and silver? I don't think so. I think gold and silver have been manipulated so low by the banks that Bitcoin is actually helping them to some extent come up, because people are recognizing that the Federal Reserve notes and the international banking cartel and their fiat currency is being replaced by competitive currencies. Now, the situation with gold and silver is probably, in my estimation, and I hate to say this, friends, because I am a gold and silver person, but I think they're going to go lower before they start going up higher. And anybody that's saying they're going to go up higher right away, I think may be wrong. And I'm telling everybody who's holding gold and silver, hold on. Don't lose it. Don't freak out. The sky is not falling. You know, the market will come back as soon as these banksters are exposed for what they're doing and their currency continues to collapse, which is all it can possibly do. We talked about George Soros and Warren Buffett, how they, you know, both of them have apparently, from what I understand, sold huge amounts of stock recently. They're getting out of the market for some reason. Now, remember, friends, as we said before, what they do sometimes is suck huge amounts of money out of the market so that it takes a big dive, and then they put it all back in and buy back in. They're able to affect the tidal wave changes in this market with their coordinated attacks. And the rest of the people who are just kind of hanging on with a 501, their 401ks and things like that they're using for their retirement, the other corporations and companies are trying to finance and everything. People who are playing the game realistically and thinking that the market is not being manipulated. I'm talking about the stock market this time. You know, they're the ones that are going to get washed both ways in this thing. You know, it's going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. And I can't tell you that the big stock market crash is coming, but I can tell you that it's inevitable that it will. Because evidently they just don't have the money. They can keep trying to play this quantitative easing game with us. Inflation is much higher than people realize. It's probably up to 5, 6, 7%. And unemployment figures are up around 10% as well, even though the government's reporting them low. They're lying. They're playing old lying. So is Bitcoin an alternative? Well, it's one of them. Litecoin is out there. There are actually other, you know, digital currencies that are starting as well. And the idea is that people say, look, we can trade among ourselves. We don't have to go through the banks. If somebody overseas wants to purchase some of my products for 50 bitcoins, he can do that. I can sell with a bitcoin. You can use a thing called BitTrader to buy on Amazon. You can move your money in and out of Bitcoin very, very easily, and according to the story, anonymously. I'm not quite sure that that's as airtight as it's presented, but we could get Rex Brocky back on again to talk about that. And maybe he can explain a few of these things. He was correct. I mean, I said he was incorrect. He had not even predicted as high as Bitcoin is going. And he underestimated it. He said it's going to go way up. He was right. And I remember those guys called in the other night, if you were listening to the show, and these guys heckle us all the time, and how they're involved in the stock market, seeing that they made 300%. And I said, well, gee, you could have made 400%. had you invested in Bitcoin listening to our show just 3 weeks ago? How long did it take you to make all this money in the stock market? And how soon can you get it back out? Bitcoin is something you could sell almost immediately. Now, some folks say, well, if the computer system goes down, Bitcoin goes down. Well, yeah, but so does your bank, and so does everything but green cash. And they don't have a lot of that. Because even if you're writing checks, friends, those have got to go through someplace. They've got to be processed. That you can't do without computers. The neat thing about Bitcoin is that everybody, is when you set up a mine wallet, you actually download the entire history of Bitcoin into your system, all the transactions. It's about 47 gigs if you do it the right way. Of course, you can have an abbreviated system now, so you don't have to do as much of that. But the point is simply this, that as soon as the computer system comes back up, immediately Bitcoin's back up. Where it's going to take months, maybe years, and who knows how long with the Federal Reserve System, Walgreens and Walmart and people like that to figure what's going on. I mean, Bitcoin is designed as it's the only currency actually that probably will survive a big, huge hit. The rest of them are going to be in a real mess. So, those are some topics on Bitcoin and gold and silver. I tell people just hold on to your gold and silver. Mm-hmm. Buy now if you can. It may go a little lower. I wouldn't buy right at the moment. I'd watch.
Why are the powers that shouldn't be allowing for the Bitcoin explosion to occur?
Well, to a large extent, I don't think they have any choice. On the other hand, we've heard reports just recently that in 1999, J.P. Morgan was actually trying to design something similar to it. And it's very possible that they may try to sue Bitcoin as a copy of their copyrighted patent. And that's, of course, it wasn't the same thing at all, but they're going to try to get away with that. So they may be actually looking at the way this thing works, and they may be watching it. That's one possibility. The other possibility is their plans are to actually create a cyber currency with the fall of the dollar, and Bitcoin may be melded or forged into something along that lines. Who knows? That's a good question. Maybe Rex could answer that for us, Bob.
We'll have to have him back on.
Yeah, he's ready to come back on. You know, we can get him, and he certainly is an expert in all this. Rex does not, he doesn't scratch the surface when it comes to things like gold and silver. He gets deep, you know. He goes into it. He can tell you a lot of these questions. I wonder why they're using all this computer data information. What are they doing with it all? Because this is how people mine it. You set up your machinery to run programming, and then the Bitcoin network just sort of takes over your machinery and does what it needs to do, and you get Bitcoins as a reward. That seems very strange. But I guess, knowing how computers work, I mean, you know, they are just an extension of the mind, just like your automobile is an extension of your foot. You know, it takes you places. Computers do a lot of very, very high calculations that the mind would take hours and hours and hours and hours and maybe years to do. They can do them very quickly. So why they are using these calculations, these programming facilities of other people's systems that are being set up for you, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with that data. That's a question I have. Maybe Rex can answer that, Bob.
Or maybe one of our listeners can. 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us tonight. We'd love to hear your take on that or anything else on your mind. 800-313-9443. Will you be doing anything tomorrow for the anniversary of Sandy Hook, Steve?
I think I will be trying to ignore all the information and the correlations and the empathy and the anecdotal stories and the feel your pain.
Yeah. But you know who will be doing something?
Who?
It's my congressman.
Ah.
Ted Yoho.
Uh-oh.
He's going to be hosting a gun rights class.
Ah.
On the anniversary.
Well, I guess that makes him unpopular with a lot of those people who feel like guns are the biggest problem in the world, huh?
Uh-huh. That's right. And by the way, he voted yes today on the House's resolution for the budget. We'll talk about that when we come back, and your calls, and a whole bunch more on The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms?
Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's riding shotgun with us tonight. And, well, lots to talk about. There's never a shortage of things for us to talk about, is there, Steve?
No, there's never a shortage. We've got all kinds of things. Of course, our Listeners are always welcome to join us, and they usually do. We hear a lot from them. But, you know, we were talking about a lot of good things here, Bob. And what's on your agenda right now?
Well, I'm not going to revisit this Wichita airport bombing because it'll drive me crazy. Let's see here. What do I want to talk about?
You know, just a short note, this is one of those instances where the FBI had been watching this guy for a long time. So it does look like another case of entrapment.
Entrapment.
Yeah, and they probably, just like with Oklahoma City, provided explosives or blueprints and things like that through some nonchalant, hidden, unidentified plant, you know, which is what
I mean,
they
this
do.
Stuff is pretty straightforward after a while. But, Steve, let's move on from that because we've covered it a bit so far. Let's talk about how to protect yourself from the FBI spying on your webcam. That's right, the FBI has been said to be able to spy using your webcam, and RT did a piece on how to protect yourself from that. Here's that.
How to protect yourself from FBI webcam spying.
Surveillance techniques revealed that the FBI can covertly turn on your computer's webcam and watch you while you're sitting at your computer doing God knows what. They can watch you while you're watching porn, for all you know, everyone's worst nightmare. And they can do this without triggering a warning light, so you'll have no way of knowing that they are literally watching you. The report confirms a terrifying fact that many people have always thought was possible. For years, people have been covering up their computer camera sensors with post-it notes or duct tape, effectively blocking the government's hypothetical view of you at your computer. But now that it's been confirmed, and we know the FBI can commandeer our cameras, it might be time to make that makeshift camera cover a little more official. And of course, where there's a need, there is consumerism. Many companies are now manufacturing computer camera covers. Some are just stickers, like the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Since the EFF is all about defending people's rights in the digital world, their camera cover stickers with their logo on it are both functional and promotional. Then there are some fancier ones, little plastic things where you can manipulate a slider back and forth. This allows you to use your webcam when you want to, like when you're Skyping with mom, and to block it when you don't want anyone to see you, like when you're watching porn. Of course, there's a Hello Kitty webcam cover. There's a Republican elephant webcam cover for surveillance-hating conservatives. There's a skull and crossbones webcam cover for pirates, I guess. There's a hand-crocheted ghost webcam cover with little googly eyes on it. I hope the FBI can't take over those eyes, too. Seriously, people are actually making all of these camera covers because the FBI might actually watch you through your computer camera without you knowing it. How sorry is that state of affairs? I mean, some of them are cute and funny, but stop and think about it. These covers are true testament to the fact that we are living in a full-on surveillance world right now, and it's not going to go away. So we might as well all go get ourselves camera covers now, or else risk having the FBI know what our own faces look like. Tonight, let's talk about that by following me on Twitter at The Resident.
Steve, what do you think? What kind of camera cover will you have?
Well, since my camera hardly ever works, and I don't have a machine, I've been trying to get my little video webcam to work for a long time, and I finally did. And I don't know. I never use it, so I guess maybe what they're probably doing is using my flat-screen TV and bouncing satellite signals off the HARP scalar wave in line with the ley lines to tune in to what you might call a large pixelated spying mechanism for me, Bob, since I'm special. You know, I don't have a webcam or any camera resources at all except for my video camera, which doesn't even plug into there. It's too high res or it doesn't work the way. I'm just kidding. I can't get it to work very well. I've got a little cheap webcam that broke and that's why I don't use it very often, hardly at all. And so I guess they're going to have to use something more sophisticated. I'm actually more worried about them listening to what you say than I am watching you. I mean, that you know, watching you is one thing, but hearing what you say, I think, implies that they're actually listening to what you're doing and who you're talking to and what's going on and what you're thinking. You know, that's what they're really concerned with, you know, not what you're doing in your spare time, but the people you're talking to and your contacts and this show. And, of course, I wish, you know, Bob, in all my time, and believe it or not, I went to a school where they were actually recruiting journalists to be into the CIA, and nobody ever talked to me, at least to my knowledge. You know, no one ever came up to me and said, hey, you know, we've got some things that you might want to do. You can make a lot of money. You know, you can be real important working with us because we need people who are, you know, investigative research people like you to work with us, and you fit right in. Hey, nobody ever came to me and said to me, you know, that they were wanting me to work for them or something like that. So, you know, I feel kind of neglected, Bob. You know, I don't think I even make it up on the SPLC list, you know. I'm frustrated, dude.
We did a couple years ago.
Oh, we did make it? We did make it a couple years ago?
Well, the website I was working with did.
Ah, well, see, now you have that red badge of courage that I don't have yet.
I mean, it really is almost like a badge of courage, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, to be on the SPLC's most hated list of true patriots who they're all against. And, of course, you saw the story, you know, Barack Obama is taking the alternative media very seriously. And he's actually hiring people or, you know, getting people out there to try to sabotage what we're doing here on Republic and your show and shows across, you know, the internet who are talking about and exposing what's really going on because they're afraid of the truth. They want to keep hidden. And this is what the First Amendment, our free speech and freedom of the press is all about. They want to do away with that. So, you know, that is a very serious concern. They are taking us seriously. You know, Brezhnev.
Cryptocurrency mining rig, 11.9 bitcoins. The Tesla Model S premium electric sedan, 91.4 bitcoins. Space flight on the Virgin Galactic VSS Enterprise, 250 bitcoins. Freedom from the debasement of fractional reserve debt-backed currency? Priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there is Bitcoin.
I like it. Yeah, that's good, man. That's very good. Yeah, you know, we have some fun on Friday nights, don't we? That's a good one, man. Hey, does Republic have a donate bitcoins on it for people who want to help Republic this at the end of the
no.
year? Having the end of the year pledge drive, you know, or whatever that you know support. Do they have a Bitcoin donation button?
No, but at the Bob Tuscan show, we do.
Do you? You got yours up there?
No, not really, but if they donate some Federal Reserve notes, I'll buy some bitcoins with them.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Well, you're probably right there that the Federal Reserve notes are losing money faster than bitcoins, which are gaining at enormous speed. As Rex Brocky said, $1,000 by Christmas, they've already hit $1,200 and we're still weeks away. You know, I mean, but you can get a donation, a Bitcoin donation button put up on your website, and maybe Republic should do that. You know, I know they're having this kind of this pledge drive, and they're encouraging people. I don't know if it's a pledge drive, but it's a donation end of the year kind of thing to help Republic. And I encourage people to do that, by the way, because, you know, like we've said before, we got to keep the light on, man. It's getting dark here. I mean, it's getting hideously stupid and absolutely absurdly dark here very fast. And, you know, you're going to be making an investment in the future and in the truth if you do. But Republic should get one of those Bitcoin donation buttons on there and see if people will donate Bitcoins.
Yes, they should. All right, Steve, coming up in hour number three, we're going to keep the phone lines open, wide open. We're going to talk about Connecticut becoming the first state to require labeling of GMOs. What else do you want to talk about, Steve?
Well, that's a good start. Let's talk about that.
All right, we'll get to that, and we got more to talk about, of course. Stay tuned. Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.